Binding versus non-binding contracts, what's the difference? Whether you are leasing a car, renting a home, or working out an arrangement with vendors, you will have to deal with contracts at some point. These agreements are there to protect your interests or ensure you are meeting your obligations. If you own a business, you must constantly rely on contracts to enforce workable deals with your employees, contractors, banks, landlords, utility companies, and customers. To a certain extent, they become the lifeblood of your business. But not all contracts are legally enforceable. Some agreements don't have the necessary elements to make them binding. So, how can you make sure you have the form of contract you need? First, let's define a binding and a non-binding contract and pinpoint the difference between them. What is a binding contract? A binding contract is an agreement between parties that legally obligates them to fulfill the outlined transactions, duties, or services. If one party fails to honor the agreement, the other party can take the issue to court. What are the different types of binding contracts? A fixed price contract. This type of contract is ideal for arrangements where the resources used for the undertaking do not determine the payment amount. The seller simply determines the total allowable costs of resources to complete the project. An aleatory contract. This type of contract is commonly used in insurance policies. It only obliges parties to perform required actions when a triggering event happens. The trigger must be something that neither party can control. A bilateral contract. This type of contract is typically used in sales deals. Bilateral contracts involve parties exchanging promises to fulfill specific actions. Both parties have obligations to perform and value to gain from the agreement. A unilateral contract. In a unilateral contract, a party promises to compensate another after the latter has performed the required service or action. There's usually an open request that individuals can respond to, fulfill the requirements, and then receive the compensation. Some undertakings have high stakes that you simply can't do without the law protection. But not all agreements require such a level of rigidity. Let's talk about the contract that does not involve any legal implications. Non-binding contracts. A non-binding contract either contains language that explicitly renders it non-binding, or lacks any of the key elements that make it binding. Two parties may use a non-binding contract to record preliminary discussions and ensure they agree with the terms, without legally committing to them. Now that you know the definition of a non-binding contract, let's explore how you can differentiate a binding contract from a non-binding one. What makes a contract legally binding? Here are the elements to look for in a binding contract. First element, capacity. All parties to a contract must have the capacity to understand its terms and must freely give their consent. The agreement can't involve coercion, undue influence, or fraud. A contract is considered voidable if a person, lacking in contractual capacity, is a party to it. The following classes of people are considered incapable of entering a contract. Minors. Children under the age of 18 lack contractual capacity and can void an agreement. This rule makes an exception for contracts involving necessities like food, shelter, and clothing. Mentally disabled individuals. People who lack the mental capacity to understand the terms of an agreement can't enter a contract and are allowed to void those they're already party to. Exceptions are granted to contracts that involve necessities. Intoxicated individuals. People under the influence of alcohol or drugs cannot enter an agreement, as they may not fully grasp its meaning and effect. The law protects individuals from being bound to an agreement that takes advantage of their vulnerability. Failing to meet this element can render a contract void. Second element, legality. A contract isn't valid if it contains terms that are inconsistent with the law. For example, a contract is non-binding if the agreement stipulates that a party must rob a bank to get paid. The unlawful condition renders it null and void. Third element, consideration. People enter a contract because of the consideration or the value it provides. Contractual consideration can come in the form of services, property, or protection from harm. In some cases, it is a promise to refrain from doing a certain action. Fourth element, mutuality. Your contract must reflect a meeting of minds between the parties. That is, both parties must be bound to the terms or obligations mentioned in the agreement. If one party has an undue advantage over the other, such as the option to cancel the agreement, then the court will have room to reconsider the contract's validity. Fifth element, offer. An offer is made when one party presents something of value to the other party. For the contract to be binding, the offer will have to be accepted by the other party, who also brings something valuable to the table. An offer is essentially a statement of the terms that the offeror agrees to honor or to be contractually bound to. The court differentiates it from pre-offer negotiations that do not establish an intent to enter a contract. An offer is also distinguished from an invitation to treat, which merely serves as a request to make an offer. Advertisements and catalogs, for instance, may present the specifications and prices of a product, but don't constitute an offer. Sixth element, acceptance. Acceptance of an offer establishes the offeree's willingness to honor the terms of the agreement. It should be carried out as specified in the contract. In the absence of any specifications, the acceptance must be made in a way that's deemed reasonable. If the offeree does not accept the offer in its entirety or chooses to change certain aspects of the agreement, a counteroffer is made, which could invalidate the original offer. In bilateral contracts, both parties provide explicit promises to perform. On the other hand, a unilateral contract acknowledges acceptance once the offeree performs their obligations. To sum up, legally enforceable contracts can help you go after the other party if they fail to meet their end of the bargain. As long as the contract has all the elements needed to make it legally binding, you can use the power of the law to enforce its terms and conditions. The right tools can help ensure you're not setting up contracts that might work to your disadvantage in the long run. Explore how the AxeDraft document automation software can create any type of contract effectively and quickly.